So you come home, you're discharged, then what?
Well, I had to decide what I wanted to do. I'd always thought I wanted to coach, but I thought I had some playing left in me. Problem is, I'd picked up about 20 pounds. Back then, you only had 8 teams in the NBA. Then you had the National Industrial Basketball League, which we know very well. Phillips 66 was one of the great teams. The Akron, Goodyear, Seattle, Bakers, and I played for Houston. Our assistant coach at Oklahoma, Shockey Needy, had become the head coach of the Houston Oilers, the 8 Oilers who were owned by Bud Adams, who was the owner of the Houston Oilers football team and then the Tennessee Titans. I went to work for them and played. You know, back then, with no television, the NBA didn't pay big money. Not that I had a chance. I would have played in the NBA if I'd had that opportunity. But some of the guys, like Clyde LaVellet and Curlin, as an example.
You're talking about Bob Curlin.
Bob Curlin.
7 foot for OSU.
Yeah. Bob preferred to play in the NIBL so he'd have a job when he finished and went on to become vice president of Phillips and had a great career. I went to work for the Houston 8 Oilers. The ADA stands for Adams. I played a year with them. Had an okay year, had some good games at the end, but it was time for me to quit playing and to get on with my life if I were going into coaching. And so I went back to OU to finish my master's. I met a gentleman on one of my committees, and he offered me the head basketball job at Southeast High School in Oklahoma City. I took it. This was in August. School was about to start, so I left Norman to drive to Hollis to pick up my clothes, and then I was going to go on to Oklahoma City. When I stopped in Lawton to see an old Army friend, he said, "Hey, the Cameron College job just opened." He said that Harvey Pate, the assistant coach, had taken the job at University of Houston. I said, "You know, I know the athletic director, Leroy Montgomery. I'd met him while I was in service there at Fort Sill." So I stopped by to see Leroy, and I said, "Leroy, I understand you have a job opening." He said, "Yes, are you interested?" And I said, "Yeah, tell me about the job." He said, "Will you be the head basketball coach? You'd be assistant football coach." He said, "We haven't had a baseball program in 27 years. I want to start one," because he said there are a lot of people we recruit for football and basketball that want to play baseball. "So we want you to start a baseball program. We think we'll help with our recruiting. And then we want you to teach 4 classes of U.S. history, and we'll pay you $4,200 a year." So I said, "Well, I've taken this job in Oklahoma City, so I'll have to call his friend." I called Charles, and I said, "I've been offered this job at Cameron." He said, "You need to take it." He said, "The guy I fired is suing me to try to keep his job. You better take that job." So that's how I ended up at Cameron College.
Cameron College, where is that?
In Lawton. It's now Cameron University, but at that time it was a junior college.
You were head basketball coach. How did your first year go?
Good. We had a very good team, but we lost in the regional tournament. Ironically, we had just opened the new gymnasium. We had an awful gym before then. They'd built one of the first buildings to have auditorium-type seating. Small, it was about 2,000, but really nice. So we had beaten Murray State by 20 points in the regular season, and they upset us in the regional. So it was a really good year, but had a disappointing ending.
The year now.
That was in 1956-57. I was only about 26, 27 years old at that time.
So you're about 5-6 years older than the people
you're coaching.
In the 50s, of course, integration, desegregation in Oklahoma is very big. How did that affect the Cameron team?
Well, we had one black player on the football team. We did not have any African-Americans play basketball. And even then, the segregation and bias wasn't as great. But Native Americans suffered some from discrimination and so forth. Like I say, it wasn't to the degree of African Americans. It was an interesting time. I had several Native Americans on my first team, and then midway through that year, I had a call from the University of Oklahoma. Norman Lamb was going to law school, but he had graduated at Cameron. So he said, I want you to know about a young man, 6'7", named Homer Watkins. He had graduated from Lauveter High School in McAllister, and he was the first black player to be recruited for basketball at the University of Oklahoma. Norman said he needs some academic preparation and so forth, and what we would like to do is for you to take him for a couple of years, work on his academics and his skills, and then we get him back after that. I hopped in the car and headed to Norman and met Homer, one of the dearest, sweetest spirit young men I've ever been around. He was incredible. I promised him, I said, Homer, if you come to Cameron, I'll promise you two things. We'll get you prepared academically so you can be successful, and we'll continue to develop those skills so that you'll be ready to play at a major college level. He came to Cameron laid out a semester, so he did not play in the 56-57 season. At the beginning of 57-58, we had nearly all of our players back, plus Homer, so we were really ready to make a good run. In 1957-58, had the greatest year in probably Cameron sports history. We were undefeated in basketball, ranked number one in the country, but we finally lost in the national semifinals, which is a great disappointment.